Speak.
Would you like the Shepherd as a player that really, you know, drew you to him?
Oh, man. You know, he's a guy that you go into Oklahoma just the last few years. You go to certain schools and there's young guys like, man, who is that guy? And he's been that guy at Oklahoma just because he's always made plays, quick, athletic, competitive, savvy, you know, just been a playmaker for them since his time he stepped on campus.
Does the hype matter to you when you look at wide receivers? I mean, how much do you take that into consideration at all?
You know, you like him 6'5 and 200 and run 4.4 and all that, but this guy overcomes his lack of height with his other skills. He's got a 41-inch vertical. He's competitive to the ball. His catch radius is bigger. He plays bigger than his actual size. You know, he's got a catch radius where he can go up and get the ball. So short receivers who play small are a concern. Short receivers who play big are not a concern.
He also, on tape, looks like he's very tough. He can break the tackle. Do you see that as well?
Very tough. You know, that's another thing with little guys. That's the knocks on little guys. Are they tough and can they play big? And he does both. He is very tough. He'll go inside with no fear, catch the ball, take a hit, make guys miss, and keep going.
Regardless of that, do you think his lack of height kept him out of the first round?
That might have been a factor, maybe. It might have been a factor.
He's not a skinny guy, right?
No, when you see him, he's rocked up. You know, he's not some frail short guy. He's you know, 200 pounds. I mean, he's thick and muscled up.
Did you guys almost make a trade here in this pick?
If we did, would I tell you that? No, we got the guy we wanted. This guy is, we're super excited about. We're waiting for this guy today.
Is he the type who can handle the entire route tree, or is there anything in particular?
No, he runs it all. He's not the offense they run at Oklahoma. He runs all the routes, unlike some of the college systems now where they just kind of run up the field and turn around. This guy runs an NFL route tree.
Well, everyone has been saying, you know, the young Victor Cruz, who wasn't drafted. But do you see that? I mean, is it hard not to see somebody?
You know, it's been thrown around, even in our meetings. The comparison has come up, and the stature, the quickness, the toughs, the make you miss, those things are very similar. But I never like to say a guy is the next somebody or compare him like that. But I can definitely see why the comparisons are made.
You seemed to say just a minute ago that when you came in today, he was the one you wanted with the ninth pick.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
He was definitely a guy that we wanted to be there,
for sure.
So the first eight who went ahead of him weren't as important to you as he was?
Weren't as important? You know, all the players are important, but we stacked the board with the way we like the guys and how we think they're going to fall. It's a little, obviously the first round is kind of predictable. Once you start getting in the second round, less predictable. Third round, it just goes all over the place. But we stack our guys and say, okay, first round, we want this. We like these group of guys. Second round, we like this guy. So coming into the day, he was glaring to say, this is the guy we'd really like to get.
Mark, just kind of a big picture. What does it say about how the league has changed and the game has changed that your first two picks here have been a guy who's going to start at nickel cornerback and a guy who's going to start at slot receiver?
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, basketball on grass. You guys throw the ball. And you need athletes. You need space. You still need to block. And you got to protect. But, you know, the more athletes you have out there, you know, it's not ground and pound anymore. It's just we throw the ball, and it's our system, and a lot of teams do that.
Mark, was Shepherd the top-rated receiver you guys had on your board from the start of the draft?
The top-rated, probably not.
You made reference to his sort of entire college career. Is this a guy you had your eye on prior to this year's draft process?
Yeah, you know, he's number one, he's a senior, so it's rare to see nowadays, you know, top players stay for all 4 years. So he had a nice body of work as opposed to, you know, a junior who just has 1 year and comes out of nowhere. This guy has done it for a few years, so he's just always, when you go to Oklahoma, it's like the Sterling Shepherd. He makes plays.
As you move forward, is there a point in the draft at all where you look, maybe weigh the position a guy plays a little bit more? Say, you know, you say you wanted a pick a random position, tackle.
Uh-huh.
Do you maybe wait a little bit more as you move along here after you drafted a cornerback and a wide receiver?
Mm-hmm. Again, we always try to match the need and the value, so hopefully we have a group of guys we're talking about that of equal value, then if we have the need, we'll take those guys.
Did somebody from the scouting department see all of Oklahoma's games last season, either in person or on film?
Yeah, we throughout our process, we have three scouts that go there. We break it down to early, middle, and late, where our scouts go in and watch the films that particular time of year. I immerse myself in the tape. Jerry, the receiver coach, I mean, we've pretty much seen everything this guy has done.
Was there any particular game that made him just pop out and say?
Oh, I mean, the Tennessee game, you know, that's a quintessential game right there. If you want to see what he's all about, just pop those highlights in, them being down and him, you know, making big touchdowns at the end to win the game.
It's going to be his offense. How instrumental, I guess, was Ben in this pick?
No more than any other one. He liked him. He was instrumental in the fact that he liked the guy, which makes it good.
Some guy named Odell Beckham just tweeted, he stole one. Do you see him augmenting, you know, really – helping a guy like Odell really maybe a certain other level?
I hope so. You know, you get the more playmakers you have around, a guy like Odell, so you want to double Odell, okay, this guy's gonna kill you. Vic's healthy. That's a nice scenario for us.
Is that a goal in the draft, though, to try and find that a guy that could complement him, whether it be, who knows, around some guy?
We definitely had our eye on strengthening the receiver position.
He had a big Senior Bowl week. Does that sometimes concern you, like when you have a beat on a guy and he has a big week in front of every team?
Without a doubt. You know, that's happened in the past where you kind of think you got a guy that's not as highly rated as you think he is, and then he blows up at the Combine or the Senior Bowl, and then everybody jumps on him.
You kind of hope that doesn't happen when you have a guy that sort of already know that you like.
Yeah, for sure. Especially at the Combine. You hope you like a guy and he doesn't go – you know, blow it out and become a combine superstar, and then it's over with for you.